Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Grecian's Gossip. My name's Howard Lloyd. I'm joined today by David Byram.
Hello.
And Dan Clark.
Hello.
No Jamie Hawkins this week, he's on holiday, but we will press on nonetheless. A few bits to cover. First of all, Mansfield Town at the weekend, 1-1 draw. David, I know you weren't at the game, Jamie was covering it for us, but a good point as far as you're concerned?
I think so. I think it stops Mansfield gaining any points on City, which, you know, when you're ahead of someone in the league and a team like Mansfield, who, as Steve Evans seems to keep insisting, they'll come good in the second half of the season, it's important to sort of maintain that sort of edge on them in a way. And, you know, by all accounts, it wasn't the best of performances from City, and, you know, perhaps Mansfield should have been out of sight a couple of times. So, you know, to hold in there and get a point, it shows some battling quality, yeah.
It's one you would have taken, a point you think they would have taken before the game?
I think so, yeah. I think it's a little disappointing because it is four games without a win now, but it was, you know, it's a difficult run that City are on at the moment, difficult run of fixtures, and, you know, you're never really going to turn down an away point, really, are you? It's not a loss, it's a point, and it still keeps City, you know, in touching distance of the top, so, you know, nothing too terrible there.
Dan, what do you think about sort of City's form in general? I think, like Dave said, it's four now.
Yeah, it's just sort of tailed off ever so slightly, but if you look at the opposition that they've played in those last four games, I mean, if you said at the start a point at Wickham and a point at Mansfield, you'd have said, yeah, we'll take those two. I mean, it's, you know, Luton at home, well, that was always going to be a difficult game as well, given how good they are. You could possibly have seen that one losing that one. It's the Port Vale result that sort of perhaps makes it look a lot worse than it is, because if you win that game, you'd have, you know, come away with 5 points from a difficult run of four games, and you'd have probably said, yeah, well, we'll definitely, you'll take that. But, you know, you kind of feel, you know, it has been a difficult run. They kind of need just to get that win, you know, fairly soon. They've got a couple of, you know, the next two fixtures, almost, you know, exactly what you want. Obviously, we'll come on to Heybridge Swifts in a minute in the cup. You can't really argue for anything other than the lowest ranked team in the draw at home, but and then I think it's Grimsby the following week, and they're, you know, sort of in mid table, the kind of game you'd expect to win. So I mean, it's you know, the other thing, it's not so much that, you know, it's not been the greatest of run of form, but no one's really stretched away either. I think they're still within a win of top spot, so it's not like you've gone, you know, chasing points behind. You're still within a win of, you know, the top three. That's where you want to be. So you've had a little bit of a wobble, but they're still pretty much where they want to be, in and around it, and very much within striking distance of promotion, you know, as it is. I mean, there's obviously been a few injuries as well, which hasn't necessarily helped. You'd hope get a few of those players back in the next couple of weeks ahead of the Christmas schedules, but if you'd offered them fourth at this stage of the season, I think you'd probably have taken that at the start of the season.
Well, in terms of the timing of the FA Cup games, I mean, I'm always a believer in, you know, if you've got a poor run of form in the league, I always like the idea of having another league game to try and put it right before being distracted by cup competitions. But I mean, do you think the timing of this FA Cup game is good for City or bad?
I mean, you kind of say it kind of works out okay, I think, because it's, you know, particularly given the draw that they've got. I mean, it's a home tie, it's against the side who are, you know, four divisions below. They've had midweek games this week in the FA Trophy, and the fact it's a Sunday game rather than a Saturday as well, it's an extra day for people to recover from anything. So you feel that even with a slightly depleted side, City should have enough to go through to the next round, and that will just get the win they need to. I mean, you know, particularly you just want that can give you a bit of the confidence boost to then go back into the league and pick up the wins there, knowing that you're in the second round of the FA Cup. You've got another, you know, you're one game away from potentially one of the big boys, and, you know, you've got that win. Hopefully, particularly the lack of goals we've seen. I mean, Stockley and Reid will, hopefully fancy scoring goals against Heybridge Swifts, getting back on the score sheet and taking that confidence back into the league, because we've seen that once they've got goals this season, they've got goals in batches together, and they've gone on a streaky run of, you know, scoring in four or five games in a row, and that's, it might need just one goal against Heybridge Swifts to get them back going into that run of form.
David, is the Heybridge game, has this come at a good time for City, do you think?
To an extent, yeah. I don't think they'll be treating it too differently to any other game, really. You know, it's a game of football, a game they want to win. You know, I think the way City have been this season, they do seem to be setting out to sort of focus solely on each game as it comes. So I don't think there's a right time and a wrong time, really. It's, you know, it's just another game, and I think the opposition could be good for City if they play well, but at the same time, if they don't win, it's a bit of a disaster, isn't it?
Well, that's the thing, it's almost from this game, they don't have a great deal to gain, City, almost, because obviously if they lose, that's pretty catastrophic, but even if they win sort of 1-0, it seems unless they win by a pretty hefty scoreline, or we're putting in a very good performance, only then will that be viewed upon as a huge positive. Do you think that's fair? Or?
Yeah, these games are always a bit of a no-win situation, aren't they? You know, it's almost like you'd almost view it as taking a penalty as a footballer. You know, if you score or win, in City's case, that's what's expected of you. Mm. And if you don't, then it's a bit of a talking point and a bit of a disaster, isn't it? So it is a bit of a no-win situation, but I think all City can do is go out and try and beat what's in front of them. Mm.
Can you spot an upset on the cards at all? Any chance of it? Or?
I don't think so. I think City are too professional. I'm not sure it would be a classic game or anything like that, but for my mind, there's no upset on the cards, but it's the FA Cup, so you never know.
Dan?
You wouldn't have thought so. I mean, the fact that Exeter at home as well, just, you know, away to them, you could go, well, we've seen, you know, Warrington in the past, Curzon Ashton. City have struggled in, you know, some of these cup ties when they should have completely beaten the opposition, but they've actually, you know, the fact it's at home as well, you feel that will be the thing that, you know, takes it from a should win to a definitely will win. I mean, Heybridge, they've got a decent, they look to be in decent form this season. You know, they're up there in the league despite being about 4 or 5 games behind everyone else due to their cup runs, and you know, they've won plenty of cup ties this year, both in the FA Cup and the FA Trophy. But you know, Exeter are 4 divisions above them. They're sort of, you know, this is a team, you know, Barnstaple Town level, and if Exeter were playing Barnstaple Town, you'd go, well, no question about this, Exeter win that game. So it's an equivalent left side to that. There shouldn't be any doubt in this one. Exeter should be in the second round of the FA Cup, and I think we expect them to do so probably fairly comfortably. I would imagine in the end, you know, maybe a 2 or 3 goal win at some, you know, and hopefully, you know, that's what you can use that to as a springboard to keep going in the league.
Mm. Well, I guess one player who I think I'm right in saying probably won't be involved is Kane Wilson this weekend.
Yeah, that's right.
He was obviously red card of the weekend, 2 yellow cards equals a red. Quite interesting after the game, Paul Tisdale giving credit to the referee for the yellow card. David, what did you? I know you had something to say about that. What did you make of it?
Yeah, I was quite impressed with that, to be honest. You know, a lot of managers will come out and rant and rave or something like that, but for Paul Tisdale to come out and, you know, give credit to the referee and say it's something Kane Wilson's got to learn from, I think, you know, it's a massive positive, and I think it will help Kane Wilson as well. He's only 17, and it'll help him sort of know not to do something like that again. Whereas, you know, if a manager had come out and said, oh, well, you know, he shouldn't have been booked for it or something like that, then he'd perhaps think that he's not done anything wrong. Perhaps he's got on a bit of a harsh deal. But, you know, he did kick the ball away, so he should be booked for it.
Mm, sure. I think also you mentioned managers. Well, I'd be almost remiss, I think, to skip talking about the episode of the weekend. Do you want to fill us in as well about Mansfield Town and Steve Evans and whatnot?
Well, Steve Evans has accused the Exeter press, so basically us, writing awful things about him. But, you know, I can't think of one awful thing we said. We point out a few inconsistencies he said here and there, such as saying he did his analysis on Bobby Olesnik against Blackpool in the playoff final when he didn't play, and then conveniently a couple of hours later another quote came out saying, hey, well, we were all surprised that Bobby Olesnik didn't play against Blackpool. I think he's just trying to take the heat off himself there, and you know, it's just a bit of a strange one to suddenly start ranting and raving about the press in a post-match interview, because I'm not entirely sure how a team or how a newspaper and a media publication over 100 miles away from where you're based has any any impact at all on a 1-1 draw.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, okay, we've already touched on the Heybridge game a bit, but in terms of lineups, I mean, as we said, Kane Wilson's not going to be featuring, but what kind of team can you see Paul Tisdale putting out there?
It's difficult, really, because ordinarily you'd expect players like Matt Jay and Liam McAleenan to get a game because they haven't played recently. But then there is a Premier League Cup game on Thursday night, which sort of impacts it a little, you know. Thursday to Sunday, it's not a great turnaround, is it? There's not loads of time there, so maybe we'll see City in a full strength team because, you know, they haven't been playing at their most fluent and fluid recently. So you know, it might be a good opportunity to get those sort of kinks worked out, like almost like a sort of mid season friendly in a way. But perhaps, yeah, like I said, perhaps Matt Jay and Liam McAleenan could start up front. I think that's a decent combination and give Ruben Reid and Jones Stockley a bit of a rest. Pierce Sweeney will probably be back. He missed Saturday through through food poisoning, so that's obviously a short term thing. Other than that, it is quite difficult to see how Paul Tisdale will build a team.
Mm. Dan, what kind of team can you see?
I think you'd probably be going reasonably strong, but there might be sort of two or three players you sort of take a look at, and you know, the likes of say Lloyd James, Jake Taylor, who've, you know, played pretty much every minute or started pretty much every game this season, and you'd think, okay, this is a chance just to give them a bit of a rest, bring someone else in, give them a chance. I mean, you'd possibly, you know, like to rest one of either Jordan Mortale or Troy Brown at the back as well. You know, give, like, you know, see who else is available, possibly Troy Archibald-Henry will get a start there. I mean, it's obviously, you know, the likes of Lee Holmes obviously didn't even start last week and come off the bench and be a, you know, come into the side, pop on, you know, on the wing maybe. I think you'd probably look to start one of Reid or Stockley up front just to give us a bit more of a presence than, you know, McLinden and Jay are both sort of small, quickish kind of players, particularly against an 8th tier side of the back. You expect they're going to be a little bit physical, so you might just want something, you know, either Reid or Stockley to be a sort of a target man, and then McLinden or Jay playing up alongside them, sort of running at the defences along more. I mean, I suppose you're just having a look at who's coming back from injuries as well. I mean, the likes of, you know, Craig Woodman, Ryan Harley, you know, if they are fit, and Luke Kroll, I guess, as well, if they are fit and in contention, might not be the worst game to bring them back into if they're available, and even if it's just, you know, or even half an hour off the bench at the end. But I think you'd be looking, you know, maybe four or five changes. I wouldn't expect any more than that from the side, because whatever happens, you're still going to want to put our side that wins the game.
Fundamentally,
so you don't, yeah, you don't want to. You could go 11 changes, but that's almost too much of a risk to take. You want to leave a few senior pros out there just to do enough, get the job won, and then, you know, the likes of, say, Jack Sparks or something could come off the bench late on for half an hour when hopefully the game's already won.
Mm. Any chance you could rotate between the sticks, do you think, David, at all?
I don't think so. I think James Harman will be playing in the Premier League Cup, and I think, you know, that's probably enough match practice he needs at the moment. I can't see why he would rotate. You know, Chrissy Pym's not injured, he's not got any sort of fitness issues at the moment, so I think he'll just keep as it is. But I can't think of him rotating like Bobby Legend played against Didcot a couple of seasons ago, didn't he? And so I'm not sure why he'd sort of swap the keeper over, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Predictions, Dan?
I can't say anything other than a City win. Go 2-0 for City.
David?
I'll say 3-0 then.
3-0. Optimistic,
to City.
Yeah. Brilliant. All right, well, on that note, thanks very much for joining us, and tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks.